Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're Be'ez Hashem continuing in Siman Shin Mem, and we are doing the Mishnah Berurah summary of the halachas of Kosev and Mochek. So we are up to Os Beis. So tonight's Kuf Tzad Yom Alf. There is zero Shulchan Aruch or Ramah tonight, just Mishnah Berurah. So and it's all the same Siv Katan, where he's just going through in the context of Siv Katan Chav Beis. He told us he wants to go through all the dinim of Kosev and Mochek. So we are up to Os Beis at the very bottom of page 378. Last few words of the page. So the first thing he told us is that in order to be chayiv for kosev midaraisa, you need to have an ink that is miskayim, and it has to have parchment that is miskayim. If either one is not miskayim, or if both are not miskayim, then it would only be kosev midrabanan. Os beis hakosev al besaro b'dio chayiv. If you write on your skin with ink, you're chayiv mneishu or, because that's like writing on leather. Afal pi shechamimus besaro maveres eksav lachman. You might say, well, wait a second, that shouldn't be daraisa. That should only be Rabbanon, because after all, it doesn't last on your skin. Eventually, it becomes erased from the sweat and whatever else. So, I raise a dom l'ksav shenimchak, avla mesarit al besar tzuras ksav pater. But if you scrape into your skin the tzura of a letter, you're going to be pater. Shein derech ksiva b'kach, that's not normal. So he says the reason why writing on your skin you're chayiv is because your skin fundamentally is a perfectly good parchment. The fact that sweat then comes and wipes it away is like any other parchment where you might come and erase it, but fundamentally the ink should be able to stay there, and therefore you'd be chayiv. Hakorea lo or kitavnis ksav. If someone rips into leather or into skin the shape of letters, chayiv mishum kosev, he's chayiv for kosev. Haroshim al or kitavnis ksav. If you make an impression on leather like the shape of letters, pater, then you're going to be pater. But sefta shalanu iselahepich, in our version of Sefta, we have the opposite, to Bekorea Pater Beroshim Chayiv, that if you rip the letters into the or, you're going to be Pater, but if you mark it, you're going to be Chayiv. Ukvar Neschaptu Bezer Rishon, Rishon struggle with this. I am Divirashim Bechlusha, Bechdivir Rav Magkan, Perik Dalid, Digerishin. Fine, so he gives you Marim Kombos to look at to try to figure out why that should be the case, why it might be the reverse from what it said, you know, from what we have in the Tosefta. Gimel, another din of Kosev. Hakosev Ksav Al Gabi Ksav. If you write on top of already written letters, that you freshen up the writing, it's already there, and then you write with pen over the letters that are already there, potter, your potter, because you didn't really accomplish anything. Letters were there before, and the letters are there now, so you didn't do anything new. But that's if it's two similar inks, one on top of the other. But if you had a lighter reddish ink that was written into the page, and now you marked it over with black ink, with dark jet black ink, chayiv shtayim. Now you're going to be chayiv for two malachos. Achas mishum kosev, shachshav uksav hagun yosem yubarishona. You're chayiv for kosev because now you have a better ksav than what was there before. Vachas mishum mochik, shemochik b'ksivaso eshteyos yosatachtonos. And you're also going to be chayiv for mochik because you've now erased the red light-colored writing that was there before. Vim hever sikral gabidyo pater demakalkalu. But if you take the lighter-colored ink and you run it over the jet black ink, that you're going to be potter because you've ruined it, meaning it was better and stronger lettering, and now you've made it worse by going over it. Dalid, eina kosev chayiv chatos hachichtov shtei osios. You're only going to be chayiv if you write two letters. Avlum kosev osachas afilo isa gedola kishtayim potter michatos. If you write one giant letter, even though it's big enough to write big enough space to write two letters, you're going to be potter. Mikol makom isa daraisi ika afilo bosachas k'nal b'resha simin. But even if you write just one letter, you may not be chayiv, but it's nisa daraisa, because chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. Va'osach shemarnu dupatur afilu ois smuch l'ksav shayikasum mikovdem. Writing one letter is going to be patur, even if that letter finishes off a word. Let's say you had the letter I, and you put a T right next to it, so it says it now, right? So you've made a word out of it. Given the Shabbos lo kasav elos achas, because on Shabbos you only wrote one letter. Avalim bazeh osish nesasefer chayiv. But if you complete a book by writing this letter, so then you're going to be chayiv. That's like you were messiah. That's too substantial to ignore. Tahani ma'isav tuva, right? It's too substantial to ignore. Hakosiv osachas v'niket alel simin. If you write one letter and you make a mark on it as a an indicator. Afal pi shekorim men al yidei zeh teva shleima, and with that mark, people know to read it as a full word. Potter, your potter. Ketzad, what would be an example of that? Kigon shkosvos mem vakol koronos a meiser. Everyone knows that when in shorthand, when you're writing based on the context that you're writing it, you're writing a commentary to Maseches Maisros, and it says hamafresh, and you wrote mem with a shmidjik, right? So everyone knows it means hamafresh meiser, right? So everyone will read it that way. Let's say there's a number that you want to write. So you wrote mem. Everyone knows mem is gematria 40, and that you mem, and they'll read it as arba'im. Afilu achi pater, right? I mean, you write mem sa'a of a mikvah, right? So mem, everyone knows, means arba'im sa'a of a mikvah. You're still going to be pater. Hamagia osa achas va'asa osa shtayim. If you correct one letter or scrape off part of a letter and turn it into two letters, kugon shechile gaga ches v'nasa shnei zaynin. If you ever look in the Sefer Torah, the way a ches is made in the Sefer Torah is two zayins with a carrot on top that holds them together, that connects them together. So if you scrape off that carrot on top that holds them together, you would be left with two zayins in Ksav Beis Yosef. In Ksav Ari, it's a vav and a zayin. But okay, so v'hu tzarich lezeh chayiv. If you and if you needed two zayins there, and that's the way you produce the two zayins by erasing the connector between them that had made it a ches previously, you're going to be chayiv. V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. So you don't have to form the entire letter. The letters could have been formed already, but they weren't there as two letters, and now you've turned them into two letters. Hiskavin lichtov ches because of shnei zayin. If you wanted to write a ches and you wrote two zayins, osh hiskavin lichtov mem v'ala biyado chavav, or you wanted to write a mem but you wrote a chavav instead of, and it wasn't connected to look like a mem, your pen jumped a little bit as you wrote and therefore it didn't connect properly, then you're going to be potter because your intention was only to write one letter. So again, it's an isadaraisa, but you're potter, meaning you're not going to be chayiv. Osei shtei osi yoshamarnu l'chiyuvu afilum lo nasa teval yidezeh kigon alav gimel chiyotze b'zeh. When you write two letters, it doesn't have to produce a word in order for you to be chayiv. So alav gimel is not any word in the Hebrew language, but if you write an alav gimel, you're going to be chayiv. Vafilum ayu shtei and shavos mishem echad kigon taf gimel gimel ches ches dalid dalid chadama gam kin chayiv. Even if you make the same character twice, you're going to be chayiv. Vafilum ayu daitem mitchila lichtov yoser kigon titnu o gagos because rak shtei yosi yos elamehen. And even if it's just the beginning of a word, you wrote gimel gimel because you wanted to write gagos, and these are just two of the letters of the word afal pikein chayiv. You're still going to be chayiv even though you didn't even produce the whole word you wanted to produce. Vida dilvima shenifsa global simulam vav deinas yun shalos yashatnas gats ma'akev alma demikri ksav beloze. Based on what we wrote in Hilchas Tefillin, that if the crowns on tops of the letters, the zayins that they put on top of the letters shatnas gats in that you'll find in any sefer Torah, that those are not ma'akev. So it's called fashioning the letter shin, even if you don't put the zayins on top of the shin, the teeny zayins on top of the shin. So even if you wrote it into a Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, you're going to be Chayiv. And certainly, if you're just writing it in a letter, that's called writing, because no one makes the Zayins on tops of the Shatnas Getz letters anywhere but in Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos. Even when you write a Get, you don't make the Ziyunin on top of the letters. So we see that it's really called ksav, because by a get, you need ksav, the kasav law, sefer krisos. So we see that it's still called a ksav, even though it doesn't have this union on top of the shatnas gets letters. And by the way, anyway, if you write in any language, it's a violation of kosev. There is a sheet in Rishonim that only in Lashon HaKodesh, but we don't pass in that way, that in any language, when you write two letters, you're going to be chayv. That's what the poskim hold. Because of a Rambam, da'afilu mishnei simanios chayiv, ha'inu kigon shasa simanim amorim ala mispar, that even if you make two simanios, two markings, that it's meant to indicate a number, you're also going to be chayiv. Let's do osvav as well. Shtei osi yoshamaru l'chiyuv, ha'afilu m'ksavim b'shnei dapei pinkos ve'hinegin ze im ze, that even if you write on two sides of a ledger, and they could be read one together with one another, that's still called two letters. That you write on one side of the notebook and the other side of the notebook, but they're connected where you can see them together, so that's considered a violation of kosev. Vafilim ksavan b'shnei kosli zavis mi b'fnim chayiv. And even if you write in two corners of a of a wall of a house on the inside, you're going to be chayiv. Hol shayu zo keneged zo v'yachol across and kachas, because they're right next to one another and you could read them together. Vafilu lokach gvil chiyotze b'zev v'kosav al svaso os achas b'medina zo v'alach bos hayom v'kosav al shniya b'medina acheres b'megila acheres al svasa chayiv shebzman shemekarvin negim ze imze. Even if ein mechusar ma'isa l'krevasan, that even if you travel in between and you write on a different piece of paper, but the two pieces of paper are right next to one another, you're going to be chayiv. Avulim kosav osachas ba'aretz v'osachas b'kora. But if you write one letter on the ground and one letter on the ceiling, or you write one letter on that wall and the other letter on the opposite wall, or one letter of on a page of your notebook, and then you flip a few pages and write another letter on a different page of your notebook, pater. Then you're going to be pater. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that in Os Beis, we said that if you write on your skin, you're going to be chayiv, even though it will eventually erase itself, but that's like taking an eraser, because it's the sweat that will erase it. In Os Gimel, we said that ksav al gabi ksav, if you wrote black on top of red, you're going to be chayiv shtayim for kosev and mochek. Red on top of black, you're going to be pater entirely because it's mekalkel. In Os Dalid, we said that you have to produce two letters in order to be chayiv, but the two letters do not have to actually form a word. One letter, even if it's a meaningful letter, you're not going to be chayiv unless it completes a book. Then you're going to be chayiv. And then some of that is what appears in Os Hay as well. And then in Os Vav, we said that if the two letters can be read together with one another, you're going to be chayiv. But if they're written on two opposite walls or something like that, where you would never see them together, then you're not going to be chayiv. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up this Mishnah Berura and do Sif Hey as well tomorrow from a Chasna Be'ez Hashem. So stay tuned to the WhatsApp as far as timing.